We're joined today with Kevin Bailey, who is the Democratic town supervisor candidate for the town of North Greenbush. Kevin, welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And why don't you just give us a little, you know, brief background on who you are and what prompted you to seek office?
Running for office is something I've thought about for a long time, since I was really a little kid, so much that I decided to study political science at SUNY Albany. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in 2004. It was during that time I really decided that, you know, politics can wait and the renewable energy movement needed me. And so I ended up starting a business and working with my hands installing photovoltaic systems around New York State. And I told myself, well, if I'm ever going to run for office, someone's really going to have to prompt me to do it or ask me to do it. I'm not going to, I mean, a little reserved, sort of sitting on the sideline. And a friend's mother reached out to me earlier this year and said, you know what, I think you'd be great. So that was the prompt for me. And I put my resume in and was thankfully selected by local committee to run for supervisor in North Greenbush.
Now, having looked at your Facebook page, and of course you mentioned, you know, you do install solar, High Peak Solar, that clean energy was one of the things that at least one of your, you know, statements mentioned. You know, what could a town of North Greenbush do to promote clean energy and adaptation to climate change?
Well, I think the town has an opportunity to be a shining example for that. When you look at Town Hall, it's a building that spends a lot of money on energy unnecessarily. It's an oversized building. There's not a lot of people working in there for the footprint. And so that's going to be one of the places I'd like to start looking at to retrofit, ultimately save dollars. That's really the goal behind efficiency and renewables. And so that's the starting point. There's other places in town that we can look at. I'd like to start at the town hall and see how we can cut some of those energy costs.
Now, I know that over the years, you know, development in North Greenbush has been, you know, sometimes a flashpoint. And I think particularly, you know, the Route 4, you know, corridor has seen a lot of development. I know in the past, there's been some concerns that the people who live in Wineskill get to make the decisions for the people who live in DeFreezeville. You know, what is the present issues, if any, you know, related to development in North Greenbush?
Well, you've got water issues. I was just speaking with some people in town, and there's some large developments that are under consideration in adjacent properties and wetlands, you know, protecting our wetlands is a big one and making sure that due diligence is being done by developers to do that. People want to make sure their water is going to be safe. And we've seen that as a very important issue, most recently in Postenkill with PFOAs. We're also going to look at stormwater runoff, the size of parking lots. Mike Myers, who's also running for the town board, is excited to get elected, look at, you know, how much surface area is going to be, you know, impervious and how much is really necessary in a lot of these spots. A lot of lots are oversized unnecessarily by design. So it's how we build things. Things are always going to get built. For me, it's important to look at how things get built. Are they being built smart? Are they energy efficient? Is the stormwater plan sufficient? And how is it going to impact the neighbors? And to the end of it, I'd like to really improve communications from the town to the residents, because I think that that's been lacking for quite a while with regards to, you know, zoning hearings and so forth. It's just not as the communication can be much better.
When you've gone out and, you know, met with voters over the last few months, you know, what, you know, are they generally satisfied with what's going on in town? Are there, you know, particular issues they would like to see some changes on?
Well, you have some new residents and some longer term residents. There's some people are, you know, wanting, you know, sewer district extensions, for example. People just want some action. I think, you know, they just don't want a new development that that doesn't really benefit them while they continue to pay taxes and don't see those benefits. So I want to be a conduit for all the voices in town and hear everybody's concerns and be responsive to what everybody's saying. And I'm hoping that, you know, we can increase participation from everybody by through that better communication and have more residents at meetings, for example.
Now, since I, you know, often drive through the town of North Greenbush on my way from Bosenkill into Albany, I believe the town of North Greenbush has a police department. You know, what are people's present feelings about that? Any improvements they would like to see?
Yeah, so I know that recently some members of the department went to look at electric vehicles, and there's a consideration to purchase a couple EVs for the force. That way they can sneak up on the criminals quietly without them hearing the engine coming. They're high-performing vehicles. I think that would be great. They are installing electric vehicle chargers at Town Hall soon. I don't know exactly when that's going to take place. So that's one thing and one improvement that I'm excited to see. There's been talk about more community interaction and possibly, you know, having patrolmen, not just in vehicles, but also on the streets, walking where possible in town sometimes to interact more with residents and have that close relationship. So look forward to working with them and seeing what they do day to day, because it's not something I'm too familiar with, you know, running a business in town. I don't interact with them, you know, every day currently.
Now, one of the issues I've seen in some of the local media stories countywide in Rensselaer County is concerns over emergency medical services, both, I guess, challenges with staffing, also the delay with area hospitals and accepting patients from EMS. And, you know, they're pushing the county to, you know, increase funding for the local town's EMS services. How is that working out in North Greenbush?
Well, Jack Rogers, whom I had the pleasure of meeting, who's currently on the town board, is pushing for a new ambulance service in town. Because if you're on the outskirts, you're just not going to get that service very quickly currently. I support Jack's effort in expanding that service, because the last thing we would need is town residents to not get the service they need in a timely manner. It's a tough job for people to do. I think it's really important work. And I have some friends that work for EMS, and that's a service definitely to look at.
If people want to get more information about your campaign, how can they do so? And is there any other issue you want to throw out that I haven't asked about?
So they can go to the website, Bailey2021.com. As far as other issues, this is something I've thought about for a long time and excited to do the work. You know, they say half the battle is showing up. Not only do I want to show up, I want to put in the time to really make improvements in town, look at the budgets and see where we can make some moves to enhance the lives of all the residents. And so excited to have
the chance. We're out of time. We've been talking with Kevin Bailey, a Democratic candidate for town supervisor in North Greenbush. And this is Mark Dunley with the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.